welcome once again, friends, to another broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. This is Pastor Paul Tabano of Harvest Church in Clifton Park, New York, and I'm so glad you have decided to share this time with us. I pray today's program will be life-changing as you listen to the uncompromised Word of God. Now let's join a service already in progress.
Now, the Lord gave me a word for you this morning. Can I tell you that? It's a very simple word. He says, he misses you. How does he miss you and miss me sometimes? He's the word. He misses us in the fact that this is not every day a part of our life. We can go without it, but eventually you'll notice that your car won't run any longer. So he just told me to tell you and to tell me the priority of the Word of God in our lives. To say the priority. How many of you have something other than a paperback Bible? Anybody here? Electronic? They're all Bibles. You can carry it with you. I can't put this in my pocket, but you can put that in your pocket. So there's no excuse for the body of Christ not to have the Word ready. And also, better yet, put the Word where? Right in our mouths. Amen. So he just told me to tell you that he misses you. How many of you know what I'm talking about? We get too busy with everything that goes on in life, and it pushes God out. That's why, can I tell you, I have a new initial in my name. This is funny when I was praying. People call me Pastor Paul or PP, but I added an R in the middle. Pastor, repeat, Paul. I'm constantly repeating myself, but the Holy Spirit said to me, it's because of what you've told the troops before, it's for safety. Say safety. I mean, your repetition is important for safety. Amen? How many of you have documents and you have what they call a paper trail? How important is the paper trail of God's Word in our life? So I'm encouraging you by what he told me to tell you. This isn't a guilt trip. This is, oh, great, here we go. I'm just telling you, what does the Bible say about itself? What is the word? It's what? Sharper than any? Is it alive?
Yes.
Alive and active. And Jesus is the word.
Amen.
You understand that? He's not dead. He's still alive. If there's one thing about Christianity that's different than every other religion on the planet, is that there's no place where you can go and put flowers on the grave of Jesus. He's risen from the dead, and he's Lord. It's an empty tomb. You understand that now? So if we have this powerful Word of God on the inside of us, it's a seed looking to break out and produce after what he says. Amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. So last week I gave you a word, rhetoric. Say rhetoric. Power of persuasion or attraction, that which allures or charms. The use of words and phrases in a hollow, insincere way while sounding genuine on the surface. There's enough rhetoric out there to sink a ship. But I'm here to tell you that every word that comes out of this book is powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, and it will change your life and my life on a daily basis. Listen now, this is a spiritual principle. The more you eat the word, the hungrier you get. If you eat natural food and you're hungry, what happens? You get full and you push things away. Not an Italian table, but most people who have brains push their stuff away like this. But when you are eating this, you get hungrier. You get hungrier. You get hungrier for more. I have an appetite to know Jesus better today, more so than yesterday.
Amen.
I tell my wife every day, I love you, and I figure I love her as much as I can today, but tomorrow shows up. I find out what happens. You love her some more. Say some more. See, I walk around knowing that God is a God who loves me and cares about me in little things and in big things. Little things. Say little things. I went to the store and I was going to buy my wife some flowers. I'm standing looking at the flowers going like this. And And I tap on the shoulder, hey, how you doing? So I said, fine, the person works there. What are you doing? I wanted to give my wife some flowers. You know, we're married 50 years, coming up in a few months. Took the flowers, said, go to the register, they're free. That's blessing. Say blessing. So I take my things outside and put them in the car, and somebody's collecting carts. So another tap on the shoulder. You know what? 50 years is a long time. Here's another bouquet of flowers. So I walked out with two free bouquets of flowers. You may think it's nothing. I think it's a lot because I have been witnessing to this person over a period of time, and I drop seed every time I walk in the place. You understand that now? That may be a little thing, but to me it's a big thing because I realize that my day is orchestrated by the Holy Ghost. My wife had an opportunity too, witnessing to somebody. Supernatural, doing one thing, and a door opens up to say and to witness to somebody. Amen? That's because the Word of God is alive. Say alive and well. Amen? Say alive and well. So, 2 Chronicles chapter 20, are you there? The first P I gave you was say a problem. Say a problem. And what we need to do with problems in our everyday life, listen to me, is this. We need to speak the answer to the problem. Well, what's the answer? Guess what? It's the precious Word of God. There is nothing that can change us more and for us to be more like Christ than the Word of God. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Now Christ is where? On the inside of us, and he wants to show us supernatural ways of getting supernatural things done. Can I put it to you this way? You and I are supernatural beings. Say supernatural. And God wants to do supernatural things through us. If we're supernatural beings, we serve a supernatural God, then supernatural things are going to come our way. Say supernatural. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When you open the door to your house to go out for the day or get into your automobile, this is an opportunity for what? For Jesus to show himself up through me. Say, I am supernatural. I'm natural, but when you put Jesus in your life, the supernatural kicks in. Amen. Amen? Say, there's nothing too hard for me. Nothing's too big for me. You notice when Goliath said to David, I'm going to have your head. David didn't listen to Goliath. He said what God said. When problems like Goliath show up in our lives, we need to speak to the problem, not about the problem. So in 2 Chronicles, there was a problem. Hundreds of thousands of soldiers were coming, and the first thing they did was to do what? Say, was to pray. How many of us, during the course of any day, things come our way, and we don't pray, we just keep moving? Prayer is prerequisite to a miracle in your life and my life. Say prayer.
Prayer.
What is prayer? Prayer is simply talking to God. It's communication. If there's one area where a marriage fails and doesn't work, it's finances and communication. If you're communicating, then the finances won't be an issue. Communication, say, is talking. The first thing they did was say they were gonna what? Say pray. My wife and I were studying the Word. She said, there's one of these names here that sticks out. So we looked it up, and Jehazel, you remember what it meant on? God reveals. Go, if you don't mind, to verse 14. The Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehazel. God reveals. So first, there's a problem. How many of us are going to face problems on a daily basis? Some are short-term, some are long-term. But the first thing, say the first thing. Say it again, the first thing. First thing. Is to get out of ourselves and go to God and pray. God is not a fire escape that we use in an emergency. He's not a Hail Mary at the end of the ball game when nothing works and we just throw the ball as far as we can and hopefully somebody catches it. Prayer comes out of the presence of God. If you and I could develop the presence of God more in our lives, we'll be bold just like Jesus was. When Jesus said, the things I have done and greater, say greater, you shall do. Well, give me some of the things he did. Raise the dead. What could be greater than raising the dead? Two dead people. My brother will be at the cemetery tonight, all that would like to join. Give me something else he did. healed the sick, gave sight to the blind, fed 5,000, drove out demons. You and I are going to do greater because he went to Calvary and died for your sins and my sins, set us free. So you and I have, listen, the power of God on the inside of us. It's called in the Greek language, dunamis power, which is power that regenerates itself all the time. Say regenerates itself all the time. Every day, every minute of every day. Amen? So what did they do? They prayed. Now I want you to see something here, because we're talking about an Old Testament scripture. Then the Spirit, in verse 14, of the Lord came upon. Today, we're in a new covenant. We have the Holy Ghost. The Bible says when you and I run into problems and we don't know what to do, the Holy Ghost actually, with groanings and utterances, because we don't know what to do, or he jumps in. In the Greek language, it means he jumps into the pit we've fallen into and gets us out. Now, if there's going to be a rescue operation, let's throw a rope in, let's pull him out. Let's find that, let's dig another tunnel over here and get over here. He literally, in the realm of the Spirit, jumps into where we are and pulls us out. See, you and I have everything we need right here. Say, right beneath my nose is the answer. Say, the answer. But it's also a place of defeat if we talk more about the problem and give credibility to the problem rather than the answer. You can face any problem in life and speak out of your words what the problem is doing. Well, you know, this is going on, and they said this, and they said that. Anybody and everybody can say that. But as a man and a woman of God with an anointing on your life, you can stand in the midst of anything that comes and speak the word of God back. What will people be saying? You're crazy. Good. They told Jesus he was crazy. He had Beelzebub on the inside of him. So if that happens, you're in good company. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I love to talk about the things of God and the miracles of God, because I'm a walking miracle in my own life. There are times when I actually face death itself with guns pointed in my face, other things that have happened, but God has seen me through all of that, and he is still great and even greater today, and he'll be even greater tomorrow. See, there's, how can I say this? The expectation of a miracle is right now. What comes out of our mouth can delay the miracle. And the enemy wants to say, no, don't bother God with that. I'm telling you, a miracle is now, and all the delays that would come against that miracle get pushed out of the way because we stand lifting our hands and saying, thank you, Jesus, for the miracle that's coming in. My God, a miracle's now. Faith is now. I like when they cut the hole in the ceiling. How many of us would dare do that today? What are we thinking of? Oh, the liability issues. If God tells you to cut a hole in the roof, go do it. If he tells you to knock on this door when nobody else will knock on that door, oh, you don't want to knock on that door. That man is mean. You knock on the door and a guy comes in. What do you want? I'm here to tell you that Jesus loves you. And the man breaks down and starts crying. That's because God gave you and I an assignment. There is a miracle right here in our mouth. Amen? So when you pray, say, when I pray, I'm expecting a miracle or the process of healing to begin.
This is Pastor Carolyn Tabano. I hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. If today's program has encouraged you and you would like to become a partner with this ministry, please send all correspondence and financial contributions to Harvest Church, 303 Grooms Road, Clifton Park, New York, 12065. If you'd like to download today's message and view our complete media library, or if you'd like to know more about this ministry, you can find us at soldoutforjesus.com. Until next time, remember that you too can be sold out for Jesus, because Jesus is alive.